big at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, your truck headquarters of the Thumb.
See dealer for details.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
What was that?
Sounds like the washer quit. Again.
Didn't we just get that fixed? I am sick of sticking money into this washer.
You should see how hard it is on our clothes.
I think it's time to look for something new.
Me too. Let's head up to East Huron TV and Appliance and see what's new.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron TV and Appliance, inviting you to come check out all the new laundry innovations we have to offer. With brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana, you know you'll be getting a great product. Did you know that washers today can use less than half the water your current washer is using? Whether you're looking for a huge capacity top load washer, now featuring low profile agitators, or a top performing front load washer, you're sure to find what you want from our huge selection. And make sure to check out the new Maytag laundry sets with a 10-year limited warranty. So stop in at East Huron TV and Appliance today, just 1 mile east of the downtown light in Bad Axe.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Pirates come back in the fourth quarter and take out the Sandusky Redskins 57-54 for their first victory in the Greater Thumb East on the season. Now at 1-2 after three tries. Sandusky blows a fourth quarter lead. They were leading by 10 points, 46-36 entering that fourth quarter. And the rest is history as Harbor Beach outscores Sandusky 21-8 in the final 8 minutes. And Sandusky had 7 turnovers in that fourth quarter. Harbor Beach has won, the only turnover for the Pirates in the second half. Let's take you through the scoring here as I catch up on a little work there. There we go. All right. Harbor Beach was led by James Shelkey with 15 points, a whole slew of free throws. He only had 4 field goals, and the rest 7 were from the charity stripe. Brady Kirsch and Ryan Seaman each had 14 points, 10 of those for Ryan Seaman coming in the third quarter, 7 of those coming for Brady Kirsch in the fourth quarter, including a clutch three, which put them up 55-54 with just a minute to go. Behind that, we had Mason Yan with 8 points, with 2 clutch free throws at the very end, Julian Tenerife with an important 4, and Evan Smoglinski, the freshman, with 2 points in the third quarter. Harbor Beach, believe it or not, was 7-for-9 from the free throw line in the second half for 77%, compared to 7-for-17 in the first half for 41%, ended up altogether 14-for-26 for 53%. Harbor Beach with just 8 turnovers in the night, 7 of those coming in the first half, and they had 23 rebounds to boot, 13 defensive boards, 10 offensive boards to Sandusky's 19 total. Sandusky was led by an 18 points from Jared Bender. He had 13 through three quarters and 2 field goals and a free throw in the fourth for an 18-point total. Joe Wenzel had 12, Ben Krieger at 9, Trenton Lee with 6, Cody Hoig snuck in there at 7, and Ryan Campbell with 2 points early on in the first quarter. Sandusky was 4-for-5 from the free throw line in the first and second half for 80%, an 8-for-10 night altogether, and a total of 13 turnovers. Like we said, 7 of those in the fourth quarter, 9 of those in the second half of the 13. John Mooney?
You know, every time we get these two teams together,
it's always like this.
It's always a photo finish. We should schedule them maybe 10 times a year, you know. What did it all come down to? My golly, Harbor Beach had 3 in double figures and Sandusky had 2. I guess I'll go with the 3 every time, huh? Shooting. The Sandusky Redskins, They trailed off a little bit in the second half. They bumped their percentage up a couple, up to 44%, but they only took 18 shots, hit eight of them. Grand total of 20 for 46, 43%, but that's still pretty doggone decent shooting. From the three-point stripe, they were 0 for 3 in the second half, but 8 for 15 inside the arc. What was the difference there? It was Harbor Beach all of a sudden waking up in the second half. If you talk about the first half, remember they were 7 for 25 for 28%. Uh-huh. Then all of a sudden, 13 for 26, 50% in the second half. They ballooned to that. So a grand total of 20 field goals, matching Sandusky out of 51 attempts. That's just five more than what Sandusky took. 39%, but I don't think Coach Rubel's going to care about the percentage. Inside the arc, they were 45%. Outside the arc, they only took four shots in the second half, but hit three of them, 75%. I think he'll take that too. So perfect storm. Everything came together at the end, and that was the final score. It was Harbor Beach 57, Sandusky 54.
We broadcast the game from Sandusky last year when Harbor Beach, I think, was trailing by, 15 points or something at the end of the third quarter, and they went up winning by 55-50. Same exact storyline tonight. Sandusky had control. I mean, Harbor Beach had their last lead. It was 9-6 with 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. And then Sandusky tied it 9-9 and just looked forward from there forward. And then Harbor Beach, their last lead with 3 points, came with 10 seconds left.
I remember the first possession in this game in the second half for Sandusky. And they took off maybe a minute and 15 seconds off the clock. And I'm thinking, gosh, if they do this, we can go home right now because they had such a sizable lead. Just things just began to just unravel for them. Things didn't happen as far as getting some easy buckets. They were scratching and crawling for anything they could get. But still, they were playing good defense. And that's when I think Schalke took over and was finding ways into the paint. And he has that patented move where he can go ahead and looks like he's going to take his shot, but he's actually pivoting on the foot, and he's going to go ahead and snake around and hit the shot another way. It's something I think other schools have scouted because I see them defending it, but when a pinch comes to shove, you kind of forget all that kind of stuff, and that's just the way it goes. I thought Schalke did a great job in the fourth quarter to go ahead and help the Pirates along. As well as Mason Jan going into the foul line. He had hit 2 1-and-1s, and he got 3 out of 4 out of them. Brady Kirsch, he came alive also. Fourth quarter, he had 7 of his 14 points right there. So the big three for Harbor Beach in that quarter, they were really cooking on all cylinders. But the fourth person for Harbor Beach was Ryan Seaman. He made it happen in the third quarter. He had a couple trays, couple of deuces, 10 points in that quarter, and wound up with 14. So they've got some weapons, and they're starting to come together. I think we mentioned that at the beginning of the broadcast. They're just ready to cross that line. So we'll see if this jump starts.
Sandusky now falls to 1-8 on the season, 1-2 in Greater Thumb East standings. Harbor Beach now also 1-2 in league play and 3-6 overall, and nearly to the halfway point of this regular season.
Oh, here's some teams that are a couple games over the halfway point.
Sandusky now has until, I believe, Friday off when they are home against Bad Axe next Friday, a week from tonight. And Harbor Beach hosts Lakers next week, and then they're at Memphis on Friday.
Well, I think both teams have... they're doing all right, needing to gain a lot of experience from the get-go. I think they're putting it together. I'm really impressed with Sandusky, though, the way they're just, never say die, keep on going at it. Sure, they dropped the game tonight, but I'll tell you what, there's some good things happening for them. Jared Bender with 18 points tonight. I thought he controlled the game, most of it. Wasn't until maybe the last few minutes that he was kind of taken out of the situation because of circumstances. They needed a tray, and I don't think he had a tray the whole night. I don't think he even shoots them. So, then you got Cody Haig. I thought he had a brilliant game. Wenzel did too. And Trenton Lee, I think there's good things out of him. And Ben Krieger, he came off the bench with 9 points.